an early James Blake track that Xander played from. What's the name of that EP?
Love What Happened Here.
What's the name of the song? That's the name of the whole disc. That's yeah. Right. Okay. That one's great. We were, Xander and I were both enjoying when that little organ thing pops in.
Nine.
Yeah. Xander's killing it on the sound effects today.
What are we doing now?
Well, I could, I mean, since I mentioned the Jesus, dude.
Is that really loud?
No, it's just goofy, and you highlighted everything on the computer. Xando's clicking like a madman. I'm gonna play this Jack White co-production.
That's right, you heard it here first. Jack White's new track here first.
It's Beyonce. It's
Beyonce and Jack White's new track here first. Never before seen because no one owns title.
Except for me.
Except
by
Joe.
Accident, but it's
so
fortuitous.
The first time accident. You'll ever hear this song, and maybe the last, because it'll never get off title and you'll never buy a subscription.
No. This one, and then there's one other song that I'm going to play at some point this evening. Actually, you know, before we get into the Xan, we should do a PSA. You want to just play on Rivendell?
You know what, Joe? No, I don't. You know why?
Why?
I'm going to just address the elephant in the room. Mm. This is one of our last shows ever.
It is one of our last shows ever. That is the elephant in the room. That's
and
the point.
And
we're probably not going to be at it next week.
Joe,
next week.
I saw when you walked in that you hid the elephant. You tried to hide it in the other room.
I know. But
it made its way in here.
Yeah.
Very quietly and very deftly, because I didn't notice it until we were listening to the last song.
Right.
But I noticed it in the room, and you're just trying to breeze it over as if every week we'll have an opportunity to just say, oh, you know what, just play it on the computer. No, Joe, we're going to read it, because this is one of our last times.
That's true.
To ever do
I was
this.
Thinking about this, so I imagine we probably will not... I don't know. I mean, maybe, but what do you think we'll be around next week after Spring Fling?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
All right.
Why? Do you plan on drinking a lot?
No, I
Joe?
Don't, I wouldn't do that. I was just curious what your thoughts were.
I say...
All right, so never mind.
Joe, I think we'll definitely be...
All right. Fair enough.
I think we'll be around.
Okay, cool.
The weekend after that, we'll also be around.
And the weekend after that.
And the weekend after that. You know what? I think I told a fib... I think we still have about a month of shows.
We do have about a month.
I mean,
we have
three more shows.
Right. Four if we want to do one on commencement, but
we're not going to do that.
That's probably not going to happen.
I
mean, it's still, I think this still qualifies as one of our last shows. We've got three shows after this.
But you know what? We're not going to ever take another PSA for granted.
All right. That's
because
fine.
They're too valuable.
Okay.
To
whatever you say, dude.
Let's see what we got. Okay. Yeah, this is good.
All right.
Thinking of throwing a house party. Well, if you're part of Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests, and to remind guests to alternate non-alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages.
Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail.
Wow.
This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Of what? They don't specify.
In general, they
find
just try and prevent. They try and prevent a lot of things.
Just
underage drinking, earthquakes,
fires.
Oh,
Somerville cares about prevention. Just anything bad, anything that might be bad.
Yeah,
Somerville cares
about
preventing
about
it. Also, this is a hilarious picture. I'm trying to discern what somebody just Google imaged house party Creative Commons. Like house party, public domain
no
photos.
Creative Commons, I don't even think.
It's just, actually, whoever found this photo probably doesn't even think about image licensing at all. It's probably
there's no way.
House party, and then they scrolled to page 15 and found this party that somebody took at a frat house in 2005.
Let's see if we can discern what time period. I don't know what time period this is. I think early 2000s.
So the fedora
is in this image quite a bit, and that's more of a 2007, 2008.
What's in the image?
Kind of fashion thing.
The what?
Fedoras.
Oh, the fedora. Oh.
I'm seeing a couple. So that's something to think about.
Okay. Well, I'll think about that then. Oh, nice. Xander's good with the audio storytelling, so you
sound
hear the click of the binder, so you know that we're pulling these things. We got binders full of PSAs.
Wow. And then I'm smacking my lips to see if I could taste the remnants of the mint gum I chewed 4 hours ago.
What do you think if our listeners were to guess what I was drinking, do you think they'd be able to do it?
Yeah, let's see if they can hear.
It was iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
You could tell because you get the plastic cup,
the knocking cubes. You
could
tell by the way I smacked my lips that it was a little bit too sweet.
Yeah, that you were a little disappointed with the diluted brew that is Dunkin' Donuts. I hate their coffee. It is so.
I mean, when you get it like this, it's just drinking sugar.
A sip?
Yeah.
Just to be with you right there. I mean, at this point, it's really good because it just tastes like
just sugar,
liquid ice cream.
Yeah, you're just basically.
I mean, Jesus, man, that's a lot of sugar.
I know. Well, now we're at the bottom.
It's really good.
It's all at the bottom. So now I'm close to the bottom. So
it's good though. All right, so let's move on here.
I'm gonna go ahead and play "Don't Hurt Yourself," and it's a power track. Is that me? How embarrassing.
No, that was me. I'm sorry.
So there are tracks that you know Beyonce has that are like intense, but this is a side of her I'd not heard. And Xander, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you'll agree that this is not a personality that is generally portrayed as a part of Beyonce's artistic persona.
We'll see.
But she does a good job with it. So, you're listening to Funky Uncles.
Thank you. beautiful man, I know you're lying. I am not broken, I'm not crying, I'm not crying. You ain't trying hard enough, you ain't loving hard enough. You don't love me deep enough, we not reaching peaks enough. Blindly in love, I fucks with you till I realize I'm just too much for you. I'm just too much for you.
You're listening to Funky Uncles.
Figured we'd take a breather after that one since
Let it be, let it be. Is that the guest that was in Studio B that we just accidentally put on?
Huh?
Oh, it was a very quick and very bad joke, Joe.
Oh, you singing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, that was my bad.
No, it was just a really shitty, really bad joke.
No, that's all right, dude. Safe harbor hours.
Dude, it was a really shitty joke.
So Jack White is on that song. You could hear him singing sometimes. You could hear him definitely in the production. It was a co-production between the two of them. One thing that's interesting though is you have this beat the whole time. Am I still up, Zan? Because if so, I'm gonna. Yeah. So, you know, here's your you know the drum beat that you have basically going through like the whole thing basically. That's you know it's standard. But I was looking through the credits, and there's a credit for "When the Levee Breaks" by Zeppelin. And if you listen closely, there's really just one. It's one measure really that you can hear that they're using those drums, like around this part. I'm just gonna play it back from here again to see exactly where it is, but. But, like, this is clearly just, like, you know... What the fuck do you think I am? You know, the regular drums for the song. But there's some point... There it is. No. Yeah. You kind of hear, like, the echoing... you know what? I should probably play the original first. So this is... When the Levee Breaks. Pretty iconic drum opening. And you hear like the influence of that kind of in the way that the drums are produced on this track, but then it's really this one little area where you actually there is it. Will you play me? Play yourself. Kind of lost it. In the position now. You hurt yourself. Try not there it is.
Yeah.
It's like you hear like the delay on the drums, and it's just like it's interesting that it's just that one little piece, and I wonder why it's just that one little piece.
Yeah, they could have just recreated the drum track.
They could have just sampled the drums for the whole thing. I mean, that's like, come on, you don't get a drum loop like that to work with all the time, and you don't have like an artist with the money to license a Zeppelin song. I mean, you could have just done the whole song over this. That would have been sick. But I'm sure there's a reason for it. The other thing that's interesting though is a lot of the visuals from what I read are shot in New Orleans, and obviously the song, even though it's not a reference to Contreras since it came out what, 30 years, mm-hmm. 34 years beforehand. Obviously, that bears heavily on the recent history of New Orleans, since the breaking of the levees was like a, you know, catastrophic situation mm-hmm. During Katrina. So that connection, I think, is an interesting one as well. So that's all I got there, except for the fact that I also, this is another very effective use of when the levee breaks, was I just saw the Big Short. Did you see that or hear about that at all, Dan?
I haven't seen it, but
I saw that over spring break, and when the ending credits come in, they start playing. It's just like, you know, they have like the last line or whatever, and then you get that, and you're like, oh, word. That's another metaphorical application of the breaking levee, etc., and the disaster to follow, namely the 2008 financial collapse. I've gone on a tangent now, but that's fine, really, I think, as long as Zando's going to be able to help me out here and play another track. What do you got?
It's on the spot, Palindrani.
Boom.
Let's see what I got here. Wow, Joe, I'm kind of sick of all the stuff that I've been listening to. I have stuff I haven't played on Funky Uncles. I just don't want to really hear it. I'm being a little selfish.
That's fine. You know what? How about this? I got an idea for you.
What?
I got an idea. I'm going to play this weird, goofy, funky track from an album that won the Pulitzer Prize. They just announced the Pulitzer Prize winners.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you know. Which one is it called?
This one is Henry Threadgill's...
It's like A Penny in My Thoughts.
Yes. Right. In for a penny, in for a pound. Henry Threadgill Zuid. I think it's just Henry Threadgill is the composer who won the award. But most of these tracks are super long, so I'm just going to play one of the ones that's not super long, and it's like really kind of winding, stringy, interesting jazz.
Do you think it deserves the Pulitzer
Prize? I didn't listen to enough of it to determine whether or not. Also, I'm not qualified to pass that kind of judgment.
What I'm saying is, did you dig it?
I haven't listened to it enough of it to tell.
Did you dig the song you're about to play?
I don't know yet. We're about to hear it. I'm exploring it here on the Uncles, as this is something that's been valorized by the ones who know, and we're gonna test the waters here a little bit.
All right.
Some more Uncles. Let's do it.
Joe?
You know what I've done here? I've gone ahead and... All right, we're good. We're good. We're good. Thank you.
was.
A little bit of, this one's called Off the Prompt Box, and then parentheses, exordium. And we two here, I guess, kind of going off the prompt box, if prompt box means off the dome, you know what I mean? Because we're just kind of taking things as they come. That was, again, Henry Threadgill, a Pulitzer Prize-winning album composition, In for a Penny, In for a Pound. I might go ahead and take things in kind of a different sort of direction with this Vaporwave album I've been digging recently. Might just go ahead and play the first song off of that. It's this goofy artist name called Death's Dynamic Shroud .wmv. That's the name of the artist.
Wow. All lowercase. How'd you hear about them?
I was trying to piece that together myself because I don't remember. Because the Melisma actually had some article about Vaporwave. And I thought that that is what directed me toward this, but I was looking back through it, and I don't think they actually mentioned this artist. So I don't remember how I came across it. But I came across it, and it's pretty interesting stuff. I can't even pre-announce this because I cannot read the name of the track because it's written in what I believe are Korean characters. So I am not able to read that. But it's pretty pretty solid track. The name of the album is I'll Try Living Like This, which is an interesting name for an album in a genre that is totally warped and surreal and everything like that. It's an interesting way to try to live. But I'll let you ponder that over the music itself. This is Funky Uncles, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
They're a cancer. So from take your touch so I'd feel it, but I'd be wasting time. It's good to love, it's good to love, it's good to love. I've got a right to give, so good to love, so good to love. But when you give yourself away, it always hurts too much. So you pray to get it back. Only God can give you that. Make my body come alive. I've got a right to hurt inside. So will you hold me when I cry and let me lay against your side? Just let me love, it's good to love, it's good to love. Just let me love, it's good to love, it's good to love.
Kiss. today. Hello, beauty. Now, who is in my mirror? Come on, be happy. Come on, be happy. Oh, come on, be happy. Ooh, come on, be happy. Ooh. Feeling easy, the evening in my eye. Here I lie with the morning passing by. Hit myself in the face again last night with the hand of a million desires. Come on, be happy. Ooh, come on, be happy. Ooh, come on, be happy. Come on, be happy.
You're listening to Funky Uncles.
So what were we just listening to, Xander?
Some Sean Nicholas Savage. He's a Canadian artist, I believe. And what else can I say about him? My friend Campbell showed him to me over the summer when I was visiting him up in Canada. And I really liked what I was hearing. And I thought it tied in with the Vaporwave.
It did.
Very much so. Sort of saccharine,
that was a solid,
like pop,
a solid
songs.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good call. Yeah, it's kind of that last song, the sort of insistence, come on, be happy, that kind of thing. I feel like that's kind of like a lot of what is bound up with the Vaporwave kind of thing. Because the Vaporwave for me sounds like, I don't know why I get this impression, but I get the impression that even though it's not like mashed up advertisements or something like that, it's got like that whole kind of aura to it of like saturated with,
it's like corporate
with like somewhere. Yeah, like some, it's like it all like feels like kind of like a parody of like the corporate web kind of. I don't know why, really. It just like, it just everything just like is like so like sweet and like mashed up and like twisted together in this like kind of like horrifyingly sweet concoction. It's cool though. It also a bit like, it just sounds really good too. It's got like whatever kind of nostalgic syrup they're rolling their beats in is effective, because it sounds really cool. In between that, those two sets, we had like two Vaporwave tracks. One of them was Death's Dynamic Shroud, and one of them was Macintosh Plus. And then we had those two songs by, who's Sean Michael Savage?
Sean Nicholas Savage.
Sean Nicholas Savage. And then, so those sets of two sandwiched an FKA Twigs track, which also, like, she, it's not the same thing, but she's got, there's, like, elements of her music that kind of, like, play with the same kinds of ideas, at least in the, that her first album that she put out in 2014, there's like a lot of those kind of tongue-in-cheek nods to certain things. Like a lot of it is like veiled, quasi-satirical experiments in talking about romance and sex and things like that. It's cool. The name of that track, that was a song that you just released as a music video earlier this year. That was Good to Love. That's what it was. That came out in February. The reason that I had that one queued up was, well, since we were thinking about Beyonce, I think there's a new format, and I don't know how new it is. I don't really know how it differs from the musical, but it does feel different than the musical, and that's the visual album. Beyonce, her last album, well, you know, obviously she released it just as, you know, a record album digitally, but then it had, every track had a video that mm-hmm. came out at the same time. So that was like kind of like a video album. And then last summer, FKA Twigs released her Melissa EP, mm-hmm. like M3LI55A or whatever it was. And that was also like came with a, it was kind of like a video EP because, and rather than having like a video for each song, it was like one continuous video mm-hmm. that all of the songs, you know, just kind of went through chronologically. And now this HBO premiere last night of Lemonade by Beyonce, which is now on Tidal, it's like an hour long film that is just the songs to music videos with like these like spoken word interludes between each one. And I think the songs, like they're like some songs are kind of like fragmented and things like that, but those are two, like it's just two art. I don't know what the future of that format is going to be, whether or not it's going to take off, but I think that whatever potential it has, it's got the right advocates for it. I'll say that, because Twigs and Beyonce both are like, you know, musicians slash choreographers that mm-hmm. like are apparently equally talented with visuals as they are with sound jewels. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's really cool. And so with that, I think I'm going to go ahead and play the last track that I was trying to play from the Beyonce album, the second one, called Hold Up. And we'll talk about that a little bit afterwards. And it's probably going to be time to go. So thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Funky Uncles. Actually, before we dive into the Zen, you want to just knock another PSA out of the list of things to do?
You want me to knock one out?
Could you?
Oh boy, not that one. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts...
Oh!
This is a boring one. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery. You can also go 6 months.
Okay. Cool. Thanks. Anyway, as I was saying, Funky Uncles, WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Zan, hit me with some aux too, please.
You got it, big boy.
They don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh down, they don't love you like I love you. Something don't feel right, because it ain't right, especially coming up after midnight.
I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this? Scrolling through your call list. I don't wanna lose my pride, but I'ma fuck me up a bitch. Know that I kept it sexy, and know I kept it fun. There's something that I'm missing, maybe my head for one. What's worst, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Or like being walked all over lately? Walked all over lately, I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself, a master wealth. They had you labeled as a king. Never made it out the cage, still out there moving in them streets. Never had the baddest woman in the game up in your sheets. Would they be down to ride now? They used to hide from you, lie to you, but y'all know we were made for each other. So I find you and hold you down. Miss Sing Sing. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. It's such a shame you let this good love go to waste. I always keep the top tier, 5-star, sexy loving in the car, like make that wood, like make that wood, holly like a boulevard. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous and crazy. Or like being walked all over lately? Walked all over lately, I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh love, they don't love you like I love you. Hold on, they don't love you like I love you. Get my swag on. I look in the mirror, say what's up. What's up, what's up, what's up? I hop up up my bed and get my swag on. I look in the mirror, say what's up. What's up, what's up, what's up?
Chances. take it from Simon, and then I'm gonna duck out behind them. If I ever had a chance, it's now then, but I never had the feeling I could offer that to you.
Thanks for spending the past 2 hours with us.
Thank you so
it's
much.
Been a good ride. You've been listening to Funky Uncles on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Uncle Joe.
I'm Uncle Zan, and I'm pooped. I'm gonna.
Yeah, we're both gonna, I think, head back after this. The last track we heard, well, second to last track we heard was Hold Up, second track from Lemonade, and that was co-written by the interesting meeting of the minds that is Diplo, Ezra Koenig, and Josh Tillman, Father John Misty. So, and the it reminded me of this song. This is sort of the closest the kind of Vampire Weekend imprint that Koenig left on the Beyonce track. It was very much in his vein. So, toss that on. But yeah, that's all I've got to say.
We did some good.
We'll see you next week.
Explorations of threads today.
Lots of threads. We try to follow threads as much